back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into another beautiful, beautiful spring into summer. It is now June, and the Maryland Crab Cake Tours get back out on the road. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away these instant lottery scratch-offs like I did in Falston last week at the local with Clancy and Jay Ellenby and a bunch of friends. Oh, we had some winners up there as well. And, of course, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. It is June. New offer. Going to be telling you about it. Save some money this summer on heating, air conditioning, all that stuff. Roll the windows up. I tell you, the allergies were killing me. I found local honey here this week. So I'm learning new things and certainly learning what it feels like, again, to be the bartender of baseball for the city where people actually watch the games. There's decisions to be made. There's pitching decisions, hitting decisions, lineup decisions, personnel decisions, injury decisions, bullpen decisions. Leonard Raskin is here. He makes a lot of decisions with what he does following the American dream for people's money. I guess the next most important thing to people's money, Leonard, is who's pitching on Monday for the
who's
Orioles. Because
pitching.
Yeah, the pitching is, you know, I know now that you're back into the routine, you're one of these guys that's like, yeah, I know we're good and all, but like, God, our pitching, huh?
Mm. Well, you know, they I think they tried to go the Tampa Bay route and do a starter, follower, finisher, and that didn't work out well on a getaway day, it seemed. Boy, you know, you bang out 8 runs against a team that supposedly can hit. I think they gave up, I don't know, 11, 12, something.
Well, I went under the yoga mat. We were winning 4-1. It was the third inning, and I'm like, I'm going to come out because yoga's an hour, and they get baseball done quickly. I'll come out, be the seventh inning. They'll be up like 7-2.
Yeah.
And things will be good. And I came out, and they're losing 11-8, and I'm like, what that? What in the world happened?
Yeah, somebody
couldn't
pitch.
And, you know, Luke and I have been talking a lot about the pitching. And Rodriguez and Means and the Cavalry and overusing the bullpen and – really getting good starting pitching for the most part in April and into May
against bad
teams, where that's going to be
even
when the ball starts
teams.
Flying a little bit. Yeah.
Look, we talked, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they had a big, big stand coming up. They played teams that were winning consecutively, played the Yankees, played Tampa, played Texas, played the Angels. So, you know, they come out of this run 500, they'll prove something. They came out far better than 500 out of that run. They were extraordinary.
They're on a torrid pace. I mean, when they're playing 660, 670
ball. That's right.
Ball.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
And then you lay an egg against the Guardians. I can't even say that. It's the Guardians and the Commanders. I don't get either one.
It's amazing how many people this week I've talked to that have sort of made fun of the Guardians. It's not like a new thing. They've been doing this for a couple of years.
I know.
But more than that,
we haven't played them here in a couple of years that mattered.
People
are like, paid attention.
Are they in Oklahoma City? When did they arrive in Cleveland, right?
Right. When they came home, it didn't matter that they were the Guardians. Until now it matters. And you go, what? Cleveland, what? Now, I know that
I'm just getting used to Commanders, and they're going to change the name of that outfit pretty soon.
Right. They didn't get their trademark, I think it was. So that's a business move. You know, we tell people, you talk about the American dream. We work with a lot of business owners, and business owners come up with company names, taglines, things that identify them, Baltimore Positive, you know, these things. And it's great. Till you find out, well, Baltimore Positive, you're probably not going to have to worry about. But till you find out the guy in Cleveland is Cleveland Positive or whatever. And, you know, you go to name your business or you give yourself a tagline and you don't trademark it, or you go to trademark it and you find out, hey, this dude in, like you just said, Oklahoma City, some dude in Oklahoma City already has that. And he sues you and sends you a cease and desist letter like right away. Stop using our stuff. And so you find out, hey, you know, everybody hates lawyers, but just like Congress, everybody hates lawyers, but everybody loves their own lawyer. Everybody hates Congress, but everybody loves their congressman. So you find out why people get reelected and why so many lawyers have a job. But we tell people all the time, if you're going to come up with a name, a tagline, a reference, you better own the domain name. You better check the business directory. You better check the Google. you better check the trademark office and make sure that you own that. Otherwise, you're going to spend a lot of money on stuff that you're going to find out you got to spend a lot of money again. People do it all the time.
Well, you know, you're giving great wisdom. And I've spent so much time this week talking about the Oakland A's moving and Major League Baseball and these RSNs, like just sort of like turning the money back into the San Diego Padres and saying, we can't do the games. The money that sits behind all of this when the quarterback's making $52 million. And then like what the Orioles rolled out last week when they had your attention, which is Nike's going to roll out jerseys. They're going to hire a local poet. They're going to make up a you can't clip these wings thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to put the jerseys out. They're going to play like dog meat in them. But none.
But they look good. They look good.
They create this narrative about the city and Baltimore. And I'm old enough to remember when the owner used to call around here three times a week intimidating us forever thinking that the word Baltimore could be on the jersey.
Yeah, so- you wouldn't even I remember those days very well. And I can think back when all we wanted, not we, who the hell are we? We are the fans. All we wanted was when the team was on the road. Put Baltimore out there. So they knew it was Baltimore. And man, did it take for how many years did it take till they finally put Baltimore on a jersey?
Well, I was telling Dennis this week, I'm re-releasing Peter Principles chapter 4. Yep. And that is the chapter where Peter and I got together in 1997 and spent a couple of hours together. So you can hear in Peter's own words when I brought it up with him as a whippersnapper 27-year-old.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to put that on there.
And let me tell you why. Here's why we think it's a bad. Have you been to the Bay Area? They have two teams there.
That's right.
So he went through all of that. It was March of 97. This is before NSD existed.
Right.
NSD didn't come till August of 98.
I hear
so,
you.
Like, I'm going into the Wayback Machine. There is a history for all of this. But then there's also the present of what they did last weekend with the jerseys.
And I think they look good. I think they look great. I like it. When I first saw it, I thought the inside there was a little pride jersey with all the rainbow colors. Come to find out, it represents the Baltimore City neighborhoods. I didn't know each neighborhood had a color, but now I know. Now I know. So, okay, great. I think they were snappy looking. I think they looked good. I think they had Baltimore on them was looking good. I tapped into a little social media last weekend. And heard that people were upset. It didn't have the Oriole bird anywhere on the uniform. You couldn't find Oriole. You could only find Baltimore and the B on the cap. You couldn't find anything.
It took my whole lifetime of fighting to get that B on the cap, by the way.
And you couldn't find Oriole anywhere. Now people are upset that Oriole is not on the uniform. And I'm
even
like,
Modell, I'll never forget when he came out and sat to get to know me. And I guess Kevin Byrne kind of greased him up about, you know, what he was going to find.
Yep.
He came over to the Sheraton. The first day he was there, Beth Botsford was in my studio. She had just won the gold medal in Atlanta, right? With her dad, Kevin, right? Who became a friend of mine forever. And I love Beth Botsford. If anybody knows or sees Beth, one of my favorite people in the world and an Olympic champion and awesome. Just made of awesome stuff. So David's in the studio and we're doing the show and I'm opening beers on the keyboard that I had and doing all this stuff. And I'll never forget, we go to commercial break and he says to me, like something about Angelos, and I'm not sideways at Angelos.
Right.
It's 1996.
Right.
I mean, it is what
he's
just Angelos is this loud, crazy guy fighting with Steinbrenner. The Orioles are winning. David and his dad are coming in, kicking the dogs, wearing the purple Barney uniforms, trying to get poor suckers' licenses sold, the whole deal. And I'll never forget David saying to me, hey, man, you know, we've done a lot of research around here. And when we take phone calls, I'm going to be asking people how they feel about B in Baltimore. I'll never forget this. I have the tapes.
Right.
And he knew right away, and he did research. He was a market research guy. He was a
guy
paying Bob Loeffler 50 grand to pay some marketer 30 grand to do a study on what they needed to do, whether purple was the right color, whether Americans was the right name or Ravens was the right name or Edgar Allan Poe, whether the side bird or the front bird. Everything anybody ever told him was Baltimore's not a part of the Orioles. The Orioles have sold out to D.C.
Yep.
They built a stadium at the foot of town. It's all Washington people. That's what was going on in 1995, 96.
Right.
And David said to me, we're going to put a B on our helmet. And like he was flipping. We're going to put a B on our helmet because they won't do it.
That's
and this was in 1990. Now, he got sued for that and this and that. And the artist, the artist got a dollar, whatever the hell he got.
Right.
And they had to take it all off. But the B is ubiquitous to everything Baltimore Ravens. Doesn't say
Right.
R, it says B.
Right.
And David figured that out in 1996. The first thing when he came into the city and smelled the air, all the air was Oriole air, and all the air was the arrogance
Baltimore.
Of we're not Baltimore's team.
Right. Right.
So it's fascinating.
They were the region.
To me.
They were the DMV, the 95 team. They should have put 95 on the hat.
Well, the Orioles have been trying to undo this since 2008. I mean, Jim Palmer came down that staircase at the Galleria wearing that beautiful gray, the 1960, late
right,
60s sort
right.
of script that they're wearing to this day on the road. And it just, I brought a tear to my eye, right? Like to see that and
yeah.
that they fought it every step of the way and they finally gave in. And then, of course, we got no credit for any. I don't want any credit.
Right.
I don't blame.
Right.
But it's
but
been
now they're
15
championing,
years.
Championing. The town, and it's great. I think it's great. You know, I watched a national broadcast. You'd have thought this is a. I mean, look, it's a great city. We've talked about it enough, a lot. They made this town just sound fantastic. They were loving all over Baltimore. They were loving crab cakes. They were loving the harbor. They were loving Baltimore, and that's fantastic. It's not a bad thing. So
that's
now
what a baseball team should do for a
that's
town.
Right. It should step up the town. And so they apparently have. And look, I guess sports, as much as anything, maybe more than a lot, are the superstitious breed. So we lost two in the bad jerseys. So I guess we're not going to wear them ever again.
No, they're going to wear them on Fridays. They're wearing a Friday.
Yeah,
night.
I think it's good. I like the look. You know, some of these teams, the Space City. Did you see the Space City
oh,
uniforms?
These futuristic. I said, let the Marlins wear their pajamas. You know,
right? Did
you're
you
the
see the
Detroit
Space
Tigers.
City?
You don't need pajamas. You know,
what
you
are
don't
the
need them.
Space City? I looked at that. I was like, I know where that is, but that's terrible, terrible. But at least I gotta say the city concept. The league had a thought. Somebody had a thought and saw the NFL and the NHL. They found this a number of years ago. You come out with this alternate jersey and you can sell more stuff.
Well, Jerry Glanville started that whole thing in Atlanta by turning them black, right? He went
Right.
down there and they wore black jerseys and that was the end.
Right. It's like, wait, it come to me. It's in my brain. Hang on. Getting from the brain to the mouth. Oregon. I just couldn't
think
of
that's all
the
Nike,
Ducks.
Right? That's all
the
Nike.
Ducks, right. What they have a different uniform for every game.
Well, then Maryland did with Under Armour,
right. Right. Well, look, the Ohio State has two, and they came out last year with an alternate helmet for one game, and the people went nuts.
Listen, I
what
don't
are
want to
you
put you on the
doing?
spot.
What are you
Do
doing?
those colors have official colors, the red and the silver? Do they – is it
– Scarlet and gray.
Scarlet and gray. I just want to make sure I get
Yes.
it wrong. Because,
Scarlet and
listen,
gray.
I'm in the Dundalk Owls Hall of Fame.
There you
and,
go.
And we are Kelly Green and gold.
That's it.
Kelly Green and gold.
That's
just so
it.
you know.
My Randallstown Rams were just black
it
and
ain't
gold.
Yellow.
Black
And it
and
ain't
gold.
green. It's Kelly Green and
I get
gold.
it. I get
Yes.
it. Yeah, scarlet and gray.
Scarlet and gray. I'm just checking to make sure
So
we know.
so the the Orioles now have black pants, black shirt. I like the look. It didn't look like a pajama outfit. It was very snazzy. And from a business perspective, they're going to sell lots of those jerseys.
Well, they're going to win a lot this year. It's a whole nobody knows
that's
whether
it.
You're wearing space. Look, the Orioles have done awful throwbacks and awful throwaheads and different things
yes,
in other
yes.
years. Nobody's
Nobody
noticed
cared.
That they, right?
Nobody cared.
Because by the time they get to this point in the season, they're 18 and 34.
Well, they're
instead
the
of 34
they're the Oakland
and 18.
A's. They're the Oakland A's. They've
Bye.
Lost 40, I think 40 some games already. Worst
hey,
in
can
the
I
league.
Ask you this just fundamentally? And I know, you know, we're politically different and
Yeah,
certainly financial. So America. Major League Baseball, isn't it fundamentally wrecked by the fact – I had Barry Bloom on this week, right? We were talking about the Oakland situation and what a disgrace it is and, like, all – and nobody's going to games and the stadium's a disaster. Like, all of
We've
that.
We've seen that. Been there. Seen that.
Bob Irsay, when I was a very young man, I was a teenager. I saw that here, right?
Yep.
I would just say baseball fundamentally, the – to get biblical, you know, the Garden of Eden, the original sin – is that no matter what, and Barry brought this up with me, and it kind of wet blanket, and Barry's been covering baseball 46 years.
Yeah.
I mean, covered Billy Martin's Yankees, like all everything, Tony Gwynn, he's just done it all.
Right.
And he said to me, well, you know, the way I see it is you're still the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Blue, they're always going to have five times the amount of money you have. And I'm thinking to myself, Man, that's like being an AM radio station and saying BAL will always, or the Baltimore Sun will
Yeah,
always,
so
or
what?
you know, but
So
there is
what?
a point, but where you only have to compete for your share in the real world, right?
That's right.
You don't have to be Pizza Hut, you can be Joe's Pizza and make money,
And make a
but
lot of money.
the issue though is in Major League Baseball, where the Orioles are right now, and I keep talking about this because it's never too early. We just lived through the Lamarathon,
Right.
but we knew all along it wasn't like Steve couldn't afford the quarterback and he had to go somewhere else because of the financial
No,
situation of the team.
right.
Hey, I'm telling you what, if these players really do bake the cake and they're really good and we win a World Series this year, next year, and
Yep.
Henderson's good and Mullins is still awesome and the pitching comes and this kid Rodriguez figures it out and wins 20 games, like all of that, when that happens, you then become the Kansas City Royals, which is you keep two of them, Moustakas and whomever else, right? And then you lose all the rest of them, and then you win too much to get draft picks,
And
and
then
then you
you rebuild,
stink.
start from zero.
Yeah, but the Yankees don't have to rebuild. The Red Sox don't have, the Dodgers,
Well,
like
you know,
the
look.
Ravens don't have to rebuild. The Bengals don't have to rebuild in the NFL. The NFL and the NHL and the NBA, and they fought for years about it. Baseball is still archaically, dramatically broken from a business model. And now the Padres have lost their TV funding. And Leonard, when you peel it back and you get involved in baseball, it's just a disaster because the model isn't anything like the other models. College sports is going through this with the NIL, where they don't
Oh
have a
yeah.
model,
Yeah,
right?
you're gonna yeah, and you know, to go to college sports for just a minute, I think what you're gonna end up with is three or four super conferences and then everybody else. And the NIL is gonna pour in and the TV is gonna pour in more than it already does.
Does
And
that ever happen for Rutgers after it's already happened for Ohio State and Alabama? You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking of these places we think, well, that's a, does that
well,
really
you know,
happen at Boston College?
the
Does that really?
NIL. The NIL combined with the transfer portal has just made college football free agency.
Dude, it's unwatchable unless you're just a
It's
drunk guy in the parking lot because the
unreal.
kids are just moving around like a
Yeah,
high school team. Like,
that's a like pro ball. That's what's
yeah.
going on. So baseball, you know, you go back to that, I say, look, you and I compete in markets where there are 800-pound gorillas all around us, yet somehow we're successful. You know,
But
because we
that's a
work.
lot harder to do in
Because,
baseball.
well, look, the Orioles are here. They've drafted well. How long can it last? I don't know.
Well, my question is whether you're going to step up and front out a skybox or people like you or your competitors will and fund the thing, right? Because the next thing that's coming from John, I promise you, Leonard, I promise you, mark this down, write it down, because they don't have a lease. The next thing that's coming is we won 104 games this year and you know, we only drew, and we only saw, and we don't
Yep.
have the, and the massive, and Mr. Learn came and took our money, and then maybe Major League Baseball came and took $200 million, and we can't afford. And you know, I mean, and Adley Rutschman's agent's a jerk, and he wants, you know, $375 million, and
Yep.
you know, like the Angels are going to lose Ohtani
Oh
after a
man.
vet, right? I mean, like, so
I would be all
baseball.
about picking him up. How
It's
great would
one
that
thing to
be?
see Aaron Rodgers leave and go play for the Jets, and it's one thing to see Steve have to bite his tongue and pay
Right.
Lamar,
Right.
right? But in the NFL, there's it. It is a fair game, which is why we love it. It's
Yeah, there's
why this country is
lots of
falling in
spread
love with it.
money. Lots
Yeah.
of spread money. It's a capitalist socialist combination.
Ah, I knew the politics had come in
Well, that's what it
because
is, right?
Art
You know,
Modell would
this isn't
say that
politics,
the
this is
owners of the
economics.
NFL
This is
were a bunch of
economics.
hardcore Republicans voting for socialism and really hoping for Democratic handouts in regard to go. I mean, John Angelos and Steve Bisciotti both went to Larry Hogan and Wes Moore and to
And
your and ours
they want
pockets
checks, and they want
and
checks.
to make these stadiums better so that Steve's investment of $550 million, which is now worth $6
Can
billion, and
continue
John's
to grow.
father's investment, born on third, thinks he had a triple. His father's investment of $145 million is now worth $2 billion, while the team is festered for 30 years. I mean, it's a hell of a gig, Len. It
It
really
is
is.
a great gig, and I would say that it's out there everywhere in business. You know, the biggest developers get tax breaks on structures they build. They get handouts from government all day long. In the last 15 years, we've seen businesses that should have failed all over the nation that have been propped up by bailouts from state, local, federal government. Big businesses bailed out by the federal government time and time again. And
starting with Chrysler.
Well, starting way back when with Chrysler and going right up to Silicon Valley Bank, who got taken out, but the big boys got a big check to buy them off.
Right.
And that's going to happen forever. And I hate to say it. I love to say it. I think it's horrible. I think the government needs to get out of the way, stand and make the playing field level for everyone to play and not pick winners and losers. If
Fair
you
enough.
Win,
well,
if
that,
you
that
win,
would be my point with baseball. The winners
yeah, I
are
agree.
Already picked.
No, I agree. If you win,
the Yankees have all the money. They're going to continue to have all the money because they
but,
have
but
the
here's
money.
The thing.
They're going to go buy a Rutschman or buy a Shohei
I get
Ohtani
it.
And they're going to,
I get it. And yeah. I agree. But I'll put a butt on here. When's the last Yankee championship?
Well, that's easy. That would be me making
the
Democratic point to your Republican point, but
at the end of the day,
the reality in your mind, right?
They haven't won. They've paid all that money. They've looked the Padres.
Oh yeah.
How much money have they spent?
But they
have
had
fun won?
Last year. They had fun last year.
Yeah, they had fun, but they didn't
win.
Well,
we're going to ask if the Orioles won if they're in the playoffs the next 3 years. I mean,
yeah.
They're in the playoffs the next 3 years and they get taken out in the first round this year, second round next year, and maybe go to a World Series and
yeah,
lose.
Yeah, well, the town will be happy.
Is it a failure?
No,
I don't think it is.
The town will be happy because it's perspective. It's where you came from and where you're headed.
Well, then the perspective is we give a boatload of money to John Angelos, and he decides whether he wants to keep it or give it to Adley Rutschman.
That's right.
And he'll send Greg Bader out in front of it and ban people like me from asking questions while promising to show his books. Like, I know how this plays. I can buy along to
the
fairy
difference.
Tale and go down and buy tickets.
Oh,
and
I get it. I agree
and have a
completely.
Good day with you. But the absolute understanding for everybody here needs to be the baseline that the Orioles ain't the Ravens. And they don't even have a lease. And at the end of all of this, you better really enjoy because it will be short-lived unless it is wildly successful and everybody buys skyboxes to support the continuation
That's
of
right.
It.
But
right?
They'll get a lease because it'll be $1 a year for 20 years.
I don't think that's what John wants. I think John wants the Atlanta plan.
Which is
we're going to give you half the city.
Oh, well, you know, hey,
Nashville's willing to do it.
If you can get it, you got to get it. Art Modell came here for one reason only. It wasn't to bring
crab cakes. He told
it wasn't
that.
To bring Baltimore a winning football team. It was to liquidate his estate. The man had a big asset with big value, with
big debt,
a big situation that said, when I die, my kids are going to lose this asset, and I want to make sure they keep it one way or the other. Baltimore said, come on in, we'll take care of you. And Owings Mills was $1 a year for a training center for however long he wanted it. And we're going to build you this beautiful new stadium after we get you out of 33rd Street. And then we're going to find a buyer for you to keep it in Baltimore. You're going to get a lot of cash. And cash means you can get out of debt free, means when you die, your estate is liquid. Your kids can continue on your legacy. And all's good in the world.
And you know the good news about that is John Modell and I went out to dinner in Oakland a year ago and continued that legacy. And I talked to Michelle Modell and continues that legacy with grandkids. And
there you go.
I understand the business.
And soon
I understand
A's,
our role in it. And
the Oakland A's are going to be the Las Vegas A's. And then I guess they can't cry about not having enough money because Tom Brady will own a part of the team. And he'll pitch. He'll pitch. In, out of the bullpen in the
like
seventh
Satchel Paige in his 50s.
What is this? So let's spend a second here. What is this nonsense? He's going to own part of the Raiders and he might be the quarterback.
You know what I asked the day it happened? Because, you know, JT, the Brick and I are close, and Brick's the Raiders insider guy that hadn't been thrown out yet. Brick was like out on social media and I literally wrote to him and I'm like, can he own the Raiders and be a broadcaster on Fox? The last I heard, he was getting $40 million a year to go do television, right?
To go do TV and
was,
to be their
to be
lead.
Television and own the team, too.
Was he going to take out Romo? Is that what it was? Was he going to be the replacement? No, Romo's CBS. I don't even know where anybody broadcasts anymore.
Yeah, I don't. Joe Buck's on the internet on Thursday nights.
Right. Apple Plus, Hulu, something. Who knows?
I talked at length with Eric Fisher about that this week from Front Office Sports, and just about how, where the money's coming from.
Yeah,
You know, like
you got to find a game. It's like they're playing. I know they're playing. I can't find them.
Leonard, this is the funniest thing. I want you to go listen to the Eric Fisher piece because he's one of the smartest people I know about. You'll love it. And you can follow him at A. Eric Fisher. He's moved from Sports Business Journal. He's had a couple of career moves here, but still covering sports better than anybody. He said to me, and I had to stop him because it was, and I don't want to paraphrase. I want to get it exactly right. He's like,
yep.
Well, Major League Baseball is going to need to find revenue sources where the people actually know they're giving them the money, as opposed to cable television where like, baseball is now in the place where hockey, by the way, the Stanley Cup finals, not on TV. You have to go fish it out.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And I know you love hockey.
TNT.
And now you fish it out. And when you fish it out, if they say to you, it's $2.99 a game, are you paying $2.90? Are you paying 58 cents? Are you paying anything other than your time to watch the Las Vegas Knights play the Florida Panthers in a hockey game? Like, it's crazy. But the baseball side of this is their whole business model was taking money from people who didn't know they were giving them money.
Yep.
That was the whole cable television model.
Absolutely.
And he said to me, they have to go actually get money from their own customers now. And I'm thinking, boy, if the Orioles are left to all, if Masson dissolves and nobody's coming, Jay-Z's coming to wave him a check or BAL, and those checks are small anyway these days. I mean,
yeah.
I'm in the media business. I remember when rights fees for Oriole baseball in the 90s, Jeff Beauchamp had to write a, you know, $4 or $5 million check to put the games on. That all that's different now, right? If the Orioles model 5 years, 10 years from now is like hockey has been forever, tickets, sponsorships, we get some national television money for whatever the Apple TV thing is. But if the real model locally is that everybody here has to pay for the 162 games and pay per game or pay for a season ticket or whatever, the orange pass, you buy the 13-game plan, you get the TV for free or whatever the bundle is going to be, these teams are going to have to get real smart real quick. And the San Diego situation is prime example. They're promised all this money to Manny Machado based on a television contract that just became a zero sum.
That's bizarre, isn't it? Who'd have thought that it would just die? I don't know how that happened.
No, everybody's been predicting the cable cut. It couldn't court. And they're just saying, well, they're baseball. They're smart. They'll figure it out. Well, the time has come.
Right. Well, they're going to have to step in like everything else. The beauty of capitalism. And this is the thing about baseball. They don't let anybody die, of course. They just move them to somebody who's willing to pay. But the fact is, creative destruction happens all the time. You and I know it. If you're not breaking your business model and re-racking how it runs in a future world, you're going to be out. Your competitor's going to eat you alive. You know, my business changes every day. There's now, we've gone from advisors who give investment advice and financial advice to robo advisors where you can put your information into a computer and get back, quote unquote, a financial plan, to in the last 6 months, AI. You know, you can ask the computer anything and get the answer to your financial everything question. And if people that are traditionally doing what I do don't recognize that this is coming for you, you're going to be out on the street looking for a job. You're going to be doing something different because creative destruction of this world is happening fast. And you got to be nimble and you got to be forward thinking as to what you're doing in your business model to keep it fresh. Otherwise, competition just passes you by. People don't need you anymore. And baseball will find that. And so Oakland moves to Las Vegas, or Vegas, as I now understand it. It's not Las Vegas unless you're a visitor. It's just Vegas if you're there. So it's the Vegas Golden Knights, not the Las Vegas Golden Knights. But it is the Las Vegas Raiders, I think. I don't know. But yeah, you better make that change, or City of Oakland, City of San Diego, the fathers are going to go.
Well, and I guess from the baseball perspective, we're all buying into going down and giving them money and understanding, like, this is an investment we're making in, A, keeping the team here. Nobody's saying that. But
that's right.
But that's true.
You got to prove it out. Baltimore's got to prove it out. That warehouse is
Leonard,
beautiful.
I'll be honest with you. If they won games like they're winning right now and they don't start getting more people, Like if it doesn't really grow for if I don't start giving them money or somebody like me, and I have not been moved to give them money
Hey,
yet.
the waterfall section looks pretty good. They're spraying people with water. I don't know what that's about. I know what it's about, but
20
it's packed.
bucks.
It's packed. What the
Yeah.
heck? You know,
Well,
that's what you got to find. You got to find a way to put them in the seats, and you got to have black jerseys that say Baltimore, and maybe you got to give away a black jersey or two, you know, to the first 20,000 or whatever it is people that walk in the gate. But they're gonna have to do something because they got to fill that stadium, and that's what's gonna happen. You're either gonna fill it, or as Ursae says, we're gonna move it. We're not gonna
Well,
move
and
it.
it's
We're
not
not
even
gonna
like
move it.
we're going to move it. Even if they don't move it, how competitive can you be if you're under if you literally in this sport have three a Jackson Holliday, a Rutschman, and a if you have a three-headed monster that's awesome, we would then be looking at this 24 months from now and saying, who can we pay
That's
if
right.
only 18,000 people are coming to the ballpark?
That's right.
And
And that's
nobody's
why they're
buying
going
the
to
cable
need,
television,
that's why they're
and
going to need
John has to
50.
write a check to the Lerner family, and Major League Baseball comes in. That's when they throw John out, right? That's when they come in and put a Mr. Big in here, and you just have to pray your Mr. Big is not this
Local.
jerk in Oakland, right? I
It's
mean,
local.
yeah,
And
well, I mean, that's what Peter
loves
warned about
Baltimore.
being local 30 years ago, and we saw that turned out, right?
Right.
So,
Right. Well, you know, there's this Ripken guy who likes the team
oh, we've been hearing that for a long time. We'll
for
talk to him.
30 years.
I know.
30
I love
years.
Cal. Cal loves his life in Annapolis. I've seen Letter Raskin is at Raskin Global. You can find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive and anything you need from a sort of 101 money, how to handle your money, where to start, invest, trust, the market, all that's available at Raskin Global. Any seminars you're just laying low? It's a little
It's a
summertime
little
right now, but
summertime,
people can get in touch with you anytime,
taking a
man.
little time off, but we can be found info at Raskin Global, L Raskin at Raskin Global, out on Facebook, out on LinkedIn. They can find me. And as you said,
You find
any
me.
questions, money, we're good to go. We're good to
All right,
help.
dude. This was a juicy one today. We
There we
peeled
go.
back a little money onion. You can find it all out at Baltimore Positive. We're gonna be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. God, the list is so long. I don't want to go through it. We're gonna be at Shannon's. We're gonna be at Spirits West. We're gonna be at Costa's. Gonna be at Pappas. My goodness, we're gonna be at Hollywood Casino at the Barstool Sports Restaurant later in the month. So lots and lots of places, lots of crab cakes, lots of lottery tickets to give away, and our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. We appreciate all of our sponsors around here and our wise conversation. It's been nice to survive 25 years on August 3rd, long enough for the Orioles to bring us back in. We
There
are
you go.
WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore.